Time now for Wonderful Water. Wonderful Water is your monthly update from Owassa. Carbaro and Chapel Hill residents use about 7 million gallons of water every day. Owassa handles all of it. And today we are talking about the holiday season and specifically holiday cooking. A lot of fun activities you can do with friends and family, but a lot of people also do a lot of holiday cooking. That means fat and grease and oil. A lot of times that ends up going down the drain, and that can cause some havoc on the pipes. So we're talking about that and what you can do about it. We're joined by a couple of special guests here in the studio. Sean Stanley is the Distribution and Collection Systems Coordinator at Owassa, and Leslie Chartier is the owner of Chapel Hill Cooking Classes. Sean, Leslie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So, Sean, you're the Distribution and Collection Systems Coordinator. What does that mean? What do you do?
Yes, sir. So the Distribution and Collection Systems Department, which I work for, maintains and operates the distribution and collection system throughout Chapel Hill and Carbaro. So that means the water and the sewer. We ensure that water quality is up to par and make sure that the sewer is flowing like it should. My position specifically is, my manager refers to it as Grand Central Station, but I get all the customer inquiries, and I'm able to delegate and distribute the work to the crews and help plan and organize our repairs if necessary, and make steps forward in ensuring that water quality.
Awesome. Yep. So we're getting into holiday season, getting into winter, and we're about to talk about the impact of cooking and fat and grease and all that on the drains, but we also got to worry about the colder weather and what that means. So what do people need to know about the possibility of pipes freezing and what they can do about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't seem relevant today, but it's coming to us. It's a happening thing, especially during these winter months, the holiday season. Some things you can do, if you need your water shut off due to frozen pipes, most homes have a master shut off in their home closest to the hot water heater that you can isolate and cut the water off there. But if you're unable to find it or you don't have one, you can contact Owassa. We can come cut the water off. Mm-hmm. But we do have some recommendations. The greatest chance of freezing is in crawl spaces or in basements, stuff that's unprotected, stuff that isn't open to the heating elements of your home. What you can do there is just make sure all the air leaks are covered, all ceilings are complete, and a lot of crawl spaces have vents that stay open during the summertime to keep the moisture out of your mm-hmm. basements, but you can close them up and make sure everything's sealed tight and make sure everything's heated down there to kind of prevent that. One of the old-timey solutions is to leave a drippy faucet, keep that water running, because it makes it more difficult for water to freeze if it's running.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking with Sean Stanley, we've also got Leslie Chartier here from Chapel Hill Cooking Classes. So before we start talking about the concerns about fat and grease going down the drain, tell us about Chapel Hill Cooking Classes. What do you do?
Well, I'm a personal chef and a culinary instructor.
Awesome.
I teach public cooking classes at Southern Season, which unfortunately is closing soon, at Whisk and Carry, at Midway Kitchen in Chapel Hill, and several other places locally. I also teach private cooking classes in people's homes.
Awesome. How did you get started doing that?
I've loved food, obviously, since I was very young, and it just had a restaurant at one time, and I just naturally share my love of food with other people, and that's translated into teaching cooking classes.
I've done the cooking classes at Southern Season. They're really cool. What do you love most about it?
Being able to share my passion mm-hmm. and seeing a light click in somebody's
yeah.
eyes, or watching them taste something that they made, that's priceless to me. That's totally worth it.
Awesome. So let's talk about holiday cooking. You cook these huge, enormous meals, as we often do during the holiday season. You get all this fat and grease and oil, and a lot of times people end up dumping it down the drain, and that can be a significant issue for the pipes and the infrastructure. So what should we be doing with all of that? What do you tell your clients?
Well, a couple things. As Sean mentioned, old-timey solutions are sometimes the best mm-hmm. and the easiest. And reuse, recycle the, you know, grandma's old bacon grease can, get one, use it, because you can reuse that oil. You, as long as you're storing it in a cool, dry place, mm-hmm. it'll last for a really long time. And it's a free oil source. If you're using, like, if you're doing bacon, save it. Use it in vinaigrette. There's wonderful bacon vinaigrette that when you make a vinaigrette, it's like three parts oil, one part vinegar.
Right.
So just use your vinegar of choice, add some honey, maybe some mustard, shallot, and then put warm bacon grease in it, pour it over your greens, and you will love it.
That's awesome.
Well, sounds good.
Yeah. So you store it, how long can it keep?
Most oils like that can keep a very long time. You can reuse frying oil
right.
at least like four times. Restaurants do it. I mean, as long as you're filtering it, filter the bits, the particles out, and you're keeping it in a cool, dry place, it can keep for a long time. Now, if you've like infused oil with something like garlic or chilies or something like that, you need to keep it in the refrigerator, mm-hmm. and that will only keep for about a month because there's a foreign substance that can cause botulism. But the only way you know if fat you're storing has gone rancid mm-hmm. is if you taste it and it tastes bad.
Right.
It won't kill you. It'll just make all your food taste horrible.
Right.
So if you're wanting to reuse it and you're not sure, get a piece of bread, dip it in it. If it tastes bad, dispose of it at a recycling center.
Okay, so tell
keep
us about...
Keep your bottles. Yeah, keep your bottles. And when you're done with that, use a funnel, put the oil back in that
right.
container, seal it up, and take it to where it's supposed to go.
Awesome. And that should be a recycling center?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, again, speaking with Leslie Chartier, Sean Stanley also here. And from the Owosso side, you deal with the pipes and the infrastructure. And I know we get these press releases and news stories every few times a year where there's a serious issue that needs to be addressed, and it's because people dumped a bunch of fat and grease down the drain. So what is the impact when that happens?
Yeah, so and to reference Leslie, we reference the Household Hazardous Waste Collection Program, which mm-hmm. is the HHW facility is over off Eubanks Road here in Chapel Hill. To dispose the particles from the grease if you're filtering it. But yeah, the impact can it can be great. I mean, I've seen it. I've experienced it myself. But if you dump these into your sink, most of the time whenever they go down the sink, the grease goes down as hot, and then when it gets to the sewer lines and it gets cold, it begins to harden and can
yep.
cause blockages and at the nearby wastewater infrastructure and could cause overflows for the public sewer system. So it can make a great impact.
How much money does that cost?
Oh wow. For an overflow, it depends on the severity of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's over 1,000 gallons or if it reaches surface water, we have to report it to the state, and then it can incur many great charges. But typical workload, you're looking into the thousands of dollars. Oh.
So general rule, just don't do that.
Absolutely
yeah.
not. Yeah.
It's too bad you
bold
and
capitalize that.
You couldn't retrace the lines to see who dumped that grease and tax
sometimes,
them.
Sometimes, yeah.
We have an active fog program where we do grease trap inspections annually with businesses in Chapel Hill and Carver. And we go by and inspect to make sure the grease traps are being cleaned regularly and that the records are kept of those cleanings. So,
so what's the biggest takeaway that people should take from this conversation?
In my opinion, it's just during these holiday seasons, the last thing you want is your family to wake up to an issue of a sewer backup and can't go to the bathroom. So, please don't dump any grease, fats, or oils down the system, and protect those frozen pipes, because the last thing you want during this holiday season is to have to deal with an event where you're going to incur several charges and you're going to have to contact Owosso, and it's just time to spend time with the family, and that's what we want to keep it to.
Yep. And Leslie, people want to get in touch with you about cooking classes. How can they do it?
ChapelHillCookingClasses.com.
Awesome. Very easy. So ChapelHillCookingClasses.com for more on Leslie Chartier. Great, great place to go. And don't forget to head online and visit owasa.org, owasa.org, for more information on the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. Sean Stanley, Leslie Chartier, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And that is Wonderful Water, brought to you in partnership with Owosso. Again, owosa.org is the website.